Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 115, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it. That is the Word of God from the Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the meaning or the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God from the Holy Bible and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened and saved through faith in Christ. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 5, verses 26 and 27. This is the interpretation of the thing, Meaning, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Verse 27, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. This was Daniel chapter 5, verses 26 and 27. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Then Daniel proceeded to interpret the meaning of these words. He explained that Mene meant that God had numbered the duration of the days of Belshazzar's kingdom and was about to bring it to an end. Tekel meant that Belshazzar had been evaluated by God, weighed in a balance, and had been found wanting. That is, he was too light. A balance was the normal device used in weighing payments. A payment was to meet a certain standard, so if it did not meet that standard, it was rejected as unacceptable. Belshazzar's moral and spiritual character did not measure up to the standard of God's righteousness, so he was rejected. By him, God's deeds were weighed. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand His Holy Word and to live by it and to apply it to your life. Most importantly, if you have not done so, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and be saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6